Archie Thompson, former Socceroo, former Melbourne Victory star, 25 past 7, Melbourne City facing Perth Glory, Amy Park on Tuesday night. Melbourne Victory will also host Central Coast Mariners on Wednesday, and Archie joins us. Good morning, Archie. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Good morning.
What did you think of the derby last week?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. I think I did say before the match that if Victory didn't win this one, psychologically, I think it would have damaged the team, and not just the team, but the supporters, because I think the City have had the wool over us guys pretty much from day dot in the start of the season, even in the off season, because of you know, all the promotions that they've done, the players that they've brought in. So it was good to get a win over the hometown rivals.
How do you think City's travelling? They haven't won for a month. They're not going horrendous. I mean, they're very competitive in games. But
they haven't won since the FFA, have they?
The FFA Cup, that's yeah. Right. So how do you think they're actually going, Arch?
Well, look, I've spoken to Timmy quite a bit, and they've got a good squad. They've got a good squad, and he says that they're very confident. It's just a matter of getting their team up for games. And because, I said that they've got one of the strongest teams on paper. But then in saying that, I think Victory have flown under the radar, which they can't now because they're sitting in second position. They've got a very new squad, and now they're starting, because there was all talk about the start of the season that they weren't combining well, they weren't playing attractive football, they weren't getting results. But now they're starting to do that with quite a new squad. And as the season goes along, they're only going to gel a lot more. And I think I was a bit surprised. I'm actually surprised at where they are. But they're confident in themselves, and they'll give the finals a good push. And I can easily say that right now.
So Tuesday and Wednesday after Christmas, Archie. There's another big one tonight. Brisbane Roar sitting in third position. They're hosting Western Sydney Wanderers tonight.
Yeah, it's the top four, I think, is pretty much sewed up.
So yep.
It's all about kind of finishing in that sort of one and two position to get that home final. But I think it's exciting, that sort of that race for the sixth position, or that fifth and sixth, because they're all tight. And these games now, like with Brisbane, and I think they play Western Sydney. And Western Sydney, you know, again, another team that are good on paper, but they haven't performed. And there's a few teams that have surprised me that they haven't performed really well in the start of the season. I look at Perth too. They've got great players that they've recruited, and they're not gelling. And so it'll be an exciting game. I'm looking forward to it, because Brisbane play always attractive football, and they're always up near the finals time.
Arch, what's happened? You just mentioned those teams that are not performing. Adelaide United, I spent some time living over there, and they came from this time last year, and then they went on to win it. Now they're sitting down there. Poor man. I did hear that. I just sort of let it go through to the keeper.
That off, weren't you?
I let it go through to the keeper.
No, look, well, last year they were in a similar position, but they went on a run, and where they didn't lose a game, and they ended up winning the league and winning the grand final. But I think they're almost waiting for that, and you can't, because now we're in about, I think, round 12. Around 11, round 12, they're sitting in the bottom. But in saying that, they're only 6 points off, but I don't think they've got the quality. They've lost a lot of key players from last year, and I just don't think they've got the quality. But again, in saying that, I think they're probably one of the better teams in that sort of position that's fighting for the fifth and sixth spot. So I think once they kick on a little run, but they've got Sydney at home, who have been phenomenal, and I think have been playing the best football. That's why they're sitting at the summit there. But Adelaide need to start winning.
Hey, Archie, got about 30 seconds left. Bessart Berisha came in at half-time last week and smashed the joint up because he was frustrated. Have you ever done that?
Oh, mate, he does it every week, to be honest.
Does he? Regular.
No, it's nothing new. But look, that's the character of the guy, and that's why you have him in your squad, and that's why he scores goals, because you want players that lift teams in certain situations. And he's done it for all his career, and I think he will pass my record this week, on Wednesday night.
Well, he's certainly a sensational player. Arch, thanks very much for that, and your help, and Merry Christmas to you and your family, mate.
Yeah, likewise, mate. Merry Christmas, everyone.